This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mizoram, Manipur and Assam today to lay foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects. Mr. Modi will first travel to Mizoram, where he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl this morning. He will also address a public function. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Prime Minister will inaugurate Bairabi Sarang new railway line project during his visit to Mizoram today. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Over 51-kilometer railway line will connect the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, to the Indian Railways network for the first time. With this project, Aizawl becomes the fourth northeastern capital city after Guwahati, Agartala and Itanagar to be connected with the Indian Railways network, opening avenues for trade, tourism and economic growth. The project will also create jobs and business opportunities near stations and support small-scale industries. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also flag off three new express trains, which are Sarang, Delhi, Rajdhani Express, Sarang Guwahati Express and Sarang Kolkata Express. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Aizawl.
Thereafter, the Prime Minister will visit Manipur to lay the foundation stone and inaugurate several development projects worth over 8,500 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi will later visit Assam and participate in the celebrations of 100th birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhupen Hazarika in Guwahati this evening. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met European Union Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security Maros Sefcovic, European Union Commissioner for Agriculture and Food Christoph Hansen and other officials of the EU delegation in New Delhi yesterday as part of efforts to expedite the conclusion of a comprehensive free trade agreement, FTA. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said both sides remain committed to achieving a balanced and mutually beneficial free trade agreement, opening new avenues for businesses and maximizing opportunities for the shared growth of India and the EU. US President Donald Trump has acknowledged that his decision to impose steep tariffs on India for its purchase of Russian oil strained ties with New Delhi, even as he struck an optimistic note about ongoing trade negotiations. In an interview with a private TV channel, President Trump said that imposing 50% tariffs on India was not an easy thing to do and was a big deal for the United States. India has welcomed the formation of a new interim government in Nepal, led by Right Honourable Sushila Karki. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said that New Delhi is hopeful that this would help in fostering peace and stability. The ministry further stated that as a close neighbour, a fellow democracy and a long-term development partner, India will continue to work closely with Nepal for the well-being and prosperity of the people of both countries. Meanwhile, Nepal President Ramchandra Podel has dissolved the House of Representatives, the lower house of the federal parliament, and at the recommendation of newly appointed interim prime minister, and announced fresh parliamentary elections for 5th of March next year. Former Chief Justice Sushila Karki was sworn in as prime minister of interim government yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended best wishes to Mrs. Sushila Karki on assuming office as the prime minister of the interim government of Nepal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India remains firmly committed to peace, progress and prosperity of the people of Nepal. In Karnataka, at least 8 people were killed and over 20 others were injured after a goods-laden truck lost control and rammed into the crowd participating in Ganesh idol immersion in Hassan district last evening. India has voted in favour of a resolution in the UN General Assembly that endorses the New York Declaration on peaceful settlement of the Palestine issue and implementation of the two-state solution. The resolution, introduced by France, was adopted with an overwhelming 142 nations voting in favour, 10 against and 12 abstentions. Those voting against included Argentina, Hungary, Israel and the United States. India was among the 142 nations that voted in favour of the resolution. And that is the end of this news bulletin.